discrimination. I just called her honey. When the chair's here, leave the chair here. Go get another chair. This is my chair. Oh, was it? Okay. Well, it's not your fault. Some Ken Gallagher moved it over there. But this new chair that I have, I keep it locked in an office. And I heard that Ken Gallagher's nose kind of went up in the air this morning. Went, and he could smell the new leather chair. And he went all the way over to Stella's door and was trying to get in like a dog in heat. He was humping the doorknob, going, climbing at the thing, trying to get to my new chair. All right. Thanks, Lox. But that's the story there. Our number tonight, of course, as it is every night. Although I'd like to do a talk show where the number changes every night. Can we work that with AT&T? If I get a new phone number every night, that'd be really nice. It'd be a nice thing. It just keeps the people away. That keeps creditors off my back, you know? 1-800-5201-KFI and 1-800-449-8686. Phil the Prophet coming up tonight. For those of you who are fans of that, not that we've developed any fans for that segment of our show, but I thought I'd just pretend like we have. So for those of you who have written to us and emailed us that you'd love to hear more of Phil the Prophet, he'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Also, I thought it would be fun to check into the Gary Coleman website. I have no idea why I'm fascinated with this. There's a couple of reasons. One, the guy is so put upon by people and so put down by people that I have a natural instinct to sort of back up anybody that's being dissed in general, I guess, by the culture. If people hate a guy or disrespect somebody so much, I want to know a little bit more about that person. And generally, I just have an instinct to sort of, you know, catch their back a little bit on some of this crap. Because what the hell? Everybody loved him once. Now, all of a sudden, why is the guy so reviled? So I got, for whatever reason, an interest in his new website. And we're going to check into the webathon to see how the auction is going. Because he has some personal effects that are being auctioned there at the webathon.yugo site. And one of them is a sofa, another one is a television set, another one I think is a baseball cap signed by the band Korn, another was a baseball cap signed only by Korn's drummer. What's the guy's name? Dave Silveria or something? So he signed it. And there's another thing. There's the shirt off Gary's back. Last check, by the way, the top bid on Gary's shirt was $20. And the opening bid was $20. So they've had one bid on the shirt. And I thought perhaps, and I'm not sure that we're going to be able or successful at doing this, but perhaps we can generate some interest in the website and actually do a play-by-play on what's going on there. And I know what a lightning rod I am for a lot of people, and I would like to say to anybody associated with Mr. Coleman or Mr. Coleman himself, if he happens to be listening, which I know is a long shot, but if he happens to be, he's probably listening to Easy Wiggins over Case right now. But if you happen to be listening to me, Gary, we do it with great respect. And I would like nothing more than to see you make a few million off this thing. Although I don't know what kind of jack you're going to make, man, when you're auctioning off your sofa for $300. The cat's got how many bids on that sofa, man? I mean, how much bread is he going to make? Now, he opened the bidding on the sofa at $90. It's up to about $325. I don't know how much jack he's actually going to make on a sofa. When you wind up selling all your stuff, man, even if you...
Phil Hendry 先生一齊飛行， 我們現在正在3萬尺高空中飛翔， 順便告訴大家， Top 6， 我們今晚的特別嘉賓是 Jack B. Chen 先生， 還有一題的是 Fortune Cookie。
Good evening and welcome to Phil the Prophet Henry. Good evening all across America. We welcome you to the program. And we are here in defense of those of you who have pretty much had it up to here with the liberals that are running policy in this country. Good evening, everybody. I am Phil the Prophet Henry. And we thank you so very much for joining us. Our number, of course, is 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. The fat's in the fire. Let's get right to it tonight. And let's take yet another look at how liberal policy in this country is affecting not only our government and, of course, the structure and working of our government, but also how liberal policy is affecting private life, public education, and the society in general. Look who's at it again, huh? Jesse Jackson, six students expelled over a football game brawl began enrolling in alternative schools today. They were accompanied by the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who said the action doesn't mean he's abandoning his fight to get them back into regular classes. The students were expected to begin classes Monday in one of the area's several alternative educational programs. I'm not really sure what it is Reverend Jackson, in his rush to liberalize America's schools, is trying to prove here. What is it that we have to do to keep this guy from the front page of our newspaper every morning? Because every time I open up my newspaper, Reverend Jackson is there in all of his glory. And now he's in Decatur, Illinois, sticking his nose where it doesn't belong at all, telling local school authorities how they're going to discipline children involved in a football game brawl. I'm going to tell you something right now. We've had it right up to here with Reverend Jackson, and I know I speak for a lot of people. That's why this program does as well as it does. That's why this program is on over 723 affiliates, not only in the United States and Canada, but in parts of the Caribbean. Because, and as this program continues to grow and continues to grow in influence, we thank all of you, of course, very much. We welcome aboard WLYY. That's WLYY Radio, and that is in Busted Whistle, Arkansas, a brand new affiliate, for joining the conservative crusade of Phil the Prophet. But this guy, Jackson, has really, really, really locked my jaws up. And I don't know what it is about him that so incites the rest of us, but I do believe it has something to do with common decency and the fact that this guy can't keep his nose where it belongs. And I'm going to tell you something else, and I want to preface what I'm about to say with the comment that there is not a racist bone in my body. Let's not go down that road, okay? Let's not go down that tired race card road. I don't want to hear anybody playing the race card, because some of my very, very best friends are African-American, and some of my very best friends are Latin-American and Native-American. I've got some very, very dear and close friends who are American Indians, and one of my dearest and closest friends, as a matter of fact, is an Aleut, an Aleutian Indian, a dear friend of mine who lives in the Aleutian Islands, so there is not a racist bone in my body. But there is something about a black guy getting more press and publicity than me that tightens my jaws. And I know I speak for just about every conservative when I say I've got a real hard time with a black man who is more influential and makes more money than me. And let me just follow that up by saying there's not a racist bone in my body, so don't go down that road. Because I happen to know that colored people love me. Colored people listen to this program, and colored people write me many, many letters, and I love most colored people. Not all. I take everybody individually. But most of your colored people, terrific people, wonderful people, hardworking people. Some of your colored people, I got a problem with. One of them, Dr. Jesse Jackson, or Reverend, or whatever appellation. But I know I speak for so many conservatives, and I know I speak for so many Republicans, and I know I speak for so many American men when I say that a black guy who makes more money than me and has more influence than me really tightens my jaws. And don't go down that race road, because I am not a racist. Don't even try it. Don't even try it, because there is not a racist bone in my body. Let's stick to the point. I get so tired of getting these letters from people saying, Phil the Prophet, you're a racist. Got nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that I don't like a black guy making more money than me. So don't even go down that road. My problem is very simple. I don't want some guy who is dark and a little bit oilier than me pulling down more money, having more influence with the President of the United States, having a red carpet rolled out for him in the halls of Congress, having more influence than me. It's not my fault some of the colored people are shiftless. And don't go down that racism road either. I make a statement, as I did before the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan 2 weeks ago, when I said that some colored people are shiftless. Automatically, people say I'm a racist. What has that possibly got to do with it? Where are people coming from? I make a simple statement in front of the American Nazi Party that most of your coloreds are probably a little bit shiftless. And what do they want to do? They want to paint me as a racist. Why? Because they got nothing else to write about. Why? Because they got a deadline to meet. They've got ink. They've got paper. But they've got nothing to write about. So they write about me, Phil the Prophet. Well, let me tell you something. The day is fast approaching when Reverend Jackson's hijinks are not going to be tolerated by the American people. Let me give the number right now. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You can hate me, but you can't hate the truth. And this nonsense about me, I'm going to make it very, very clear one more time. There is not a racist bone in my body. I love all people. I am colorblind. I am one of the most egalitarian. I am one of the most magnanimous. I am one of the most sensitive people that you'll ever meet in your life. I have no racial bigotry. Having said that, I can't stand black guys making more money than me. Your comments tonight at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The fat's in the fire. We have got an awful lot to talk about here on the Phil the Prophet Show. Page number two, first lawsuit filed in Flight 990 crashed. The first ones in. How long did you think that was going to take? We're going to be talking about that, too, when we return tonight on the Phil the Prophet Show right here, 1-800-449-8686. That's in the fire. We'll be right back. We've got a lot on our plate. We've got a whole lot on our plate tonight. A lot to get to tonight. America, live this evening. This is Phil the Prophet Henry. Good evening. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil the Prophet Henry, we thank you very much for joining us. And we thank you for so very, very deeply and so very much for joining us. We have got a lot to get to tonight. And get a load of this. Now, never mind my comments about Jesse Jackson. We'll get to that. And we have people holding on the line who want to talk about that. But the first lawsuit is in from the crash of Flight 990. When are the ragcaps going to give it up? The bodies aren't even cold in that crash. Already a Syrian family of a man killed in the crash of Egypt Air Flight 990 filed a $50 million lawsuit against the airline. And let me tell you something, and I've made this point before. Some of my very, very best friends are Arab American, and some of my very, very deepest and closest and just wonderfully moist associations are with Arab Americans. But these ragcaps better give it a rest. Because hitting Boeing and Egypt Air with a $50 million lawsuit right off the bat. When are we going to get out of this lawsuit? Happy culture of ours. And did you hear what some of these towelheads had to say? They think secret agents blew the plane up. Now, there's not a racist bone in my body. And some of my very deepest and moistest associations are with Arab Americans. But cut me a break. A lot of the camel jockeys are going to have to get on board. They're going to have to get on the bus of a historical inevitability and start taking a look at the deeper issues that are going on around here. Let's go to Miami. Hi, you're on the Phil the Prophet Show. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Very good, sir.
Well, I wanted to make a comment on your on your statement you made about the having problems with a black guy.
Now, hold on. When did I say that?
When did you say that?
What did you say? What are you saying that I said, though? I want to be very specific here.
Well, you were first stating that there was a problem with Jesse Jackson.
That's right. There is a problem.
More than you. And then you turn around and said you had a problem with any black guy making more than you.
Well, wait a second. Don't call me a racist, though. I don't want to go down that road.
Well, we won't go down that road.
All right, okay, that's fine. Let's not play the race card.
Elaborate on the statement that you made.
That's very fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's take a very well-known black person, General Colin Powell. Now, he was
General Colin Powell was a member of our armed forces. You're not going to start.
Right.
You're not going to start comparing him.
Sure, he makes more than a person who's basically Phil the Prophet Henry, who was entertaining the audience.
Well, now wait
a
minute.
You have a problem with
that? You're trying to tell me that he's making more money than
somebody that has lives in his hand.
You're trying to tell me that
basically he's governing the armed forces, and you have a problem with somebody that's governing people's lives?
No, I didn't say I love colored people
more than you.
I love colored people. I made that statement. Okay.
And why do you have to keep promoting the fact that most of your best friends are of color or red?
Most of my very, very deep, moist friendships.
You keep promoting that as if you're trying to convince yourself.
Well, because a lot of times, my friend, when you speak the truth about what's going on in this world, a lot of people, the first thing they want to say, you're a racist, okay?
I know.
I'm not a racist.
But why do you keep saying that, like you're trying to convince yourself?
No, sir. Wait a second.
You shouldn't even have to say that.
Some of my best friends are black.
Don't keep saying that over and over again, because then that's separating it. You don't see color, then why do you see a black person? And why do you see people of color when you?
Because you know what everybody's going to say.
Have a racist bone in your body.
If a guy, if I say what I said, about the guy, that's what I said.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
With the rag top and all that stuff, but you're already distinguishing.
Let me ask you a question.
Of statement.
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe you don't call it a racist statement, but it's already separating and letting people know that they're.
I got two questions.
In their culture.
I got two questions for you. Number one, what's your first name?
My first name?
Yes, sir.
Larry.
Number two, are you colored?
Of what color?
I didn't ask you that. See, there you go. There you go. There you go.
See
what you're doing? You see what you're doing? You see what you're doing?
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
I'm a human being.
But you see, I told you if
Is that good enough?
I did. I did do that.
I'm a human being, so does that make me a color?
You're not trying
I'm a
to,
human being.
Larry,
speaking,
Larry, you know, Larry, you know what you're doing? You're spin
being.
Doctoring me.
Someone just like you.
You're spin
you
doctoring
cut me,
me.
I bleed blood.
You're spin doctoring me, Larry. You're giving me the old fast shuffle of the corporate boogie woogie here.
I'm giving you a general statement.
But I'll tell you right
for
now.
All people.
I understand,
cut,
and I appreciate that.
You cut the red top guy, he's going to bleed blood. You cut you, you're going to bleed blood. You cut
you
me,
cut a Jew?
I'm going to bleed blood.
All right, you cut
I
the
know
Jew.
That might be amazing to you, but I'm going to bleed blood.
I'm going to tell you something right now. There's not a racist bone in my body. And some of my very deepest friends are what?
Are of no color.
If you're
some
colored.
Of your deepest friend are people. Period.
If you're colored.
That's all you need to say.
I want you to know that I love you.
You don't have to say that at all.
If you're colored, I want you to know that I love you. And I am colorblind. But when Jesse Jackson makes more money than me, it upsets me. So that's where I'm going with that. And Colin Powell, you're talking about a guy who helped this country achieve victory in the Gulf War. And I know for a fact he makes about $27,000 a year.
Yeah.
All right? He doesn't make more than me.
He doesn't make more than you.
No, he does not, sir.
$27,000, you know that as a fact.
Colin Powell, I happen to know for a fact, makes $27,500 a year. Now, some of my colored acquaintances have mentioned this to me.
You know, there you go again.
What did I do?
Color business.
No, I'm talking about my friends. Deep, dear friends
of mine. They may be your friend, but how do you know that you are their friend?
I'm their friend through thick and thin, through black and white. I'm colorblind, and I want you to know that I appreciate your phone call this evening, sir. All right, let's move on to Charlotte, okay? They're going to take a break here. I am friend to all colors. Hello, Charlotte, you're here on the Phil the Prophet Show.
Oh, yeah. About this color thing.
Yes, sir, how are you?
I'm a black man. I'm an American.
All right, there's not a racist bone in my body.
Like Jesse Jackson.
There's not a racist bone in my body.
There are not
all
many
right?
bones in your body, man.
What are you talking
about? Some of of my best friends are.
I love you.
Caucasian people.
Some of your best friends are what?
Caucasian.
Some of your deepest, dearest friends.
Deepest, dearest.
All right.
I can say white people. Let's
okay.
Go with white people.
Good.
They're different shades of white. You know,
good.
You got pale white people, a little pink. They'll be colored too, wouldn't they?
I would not call that colored, no.
You wouldn't?
Colored is mostly your mocha or mahogany.
Oh.
Colored is mocha or mahogany.
Those dark colors, right?
We're talking mocha mahogany.
Okay, well, let's get back to Jesse, okay?
Let's talk about Jesse Jackson, you ever tease him and call him Cracker?
No,
oh, you
I called him Tom before.
Try that. You call him Cobb?
Yes.
Try that at a cocktail party.
Oh,
which one of you crackers needs
well
another? You know what you do? You just
cocktail party.
You holler this out over the pool room. You say, any of you crackers need another beer?
Oh, yeah, quite often.
It's
I
wonderful.
I used to say pink people.
All the
but
pink people.
I don't
people.
Have a racist bone in my body.
You don't have a racist bone in your body.
Oh.
Of course. I want to talk to you.
Okay,
I want to talk to you when we come back from the break, okay? You're going to be first up. What's your name?
Okay, my name's Charles.
Charles, you colored?
Yeah, I'm colored.
All right,
man.
Charles, hold the line, okay? The Phil the Prophet show is going to continue with Charles as soon as we get back from our break. There is not a racist bone in my body. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Why do you drink Ovaltine?
My doctor told me to get more calcium and iron every day, so I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine with milk. Great tasting chocolate milk, plus it gives me calcium and iron I need.
Many women are iron and calcium deficient, and plain milk alone doesn't provide both. Ovaltine adds both iron and calcium. Nestle Quick doesn't. Hershey's syrup doesn't. Ovaltine does.
With rich chocolate Ovaltine, I get it all. Calcium, iron, and great taste.
Drink Ovaltine every day.
I run the hardest adult site on the internet, and I got the power to shoot it out to every computer in the world.
Do you have the power to stop him? Move to Mayberry USA Online. As the nation's first filtered internet service, Mayberry USA gives you the power to block them out without special software or constant maintenance. Protect your family. Call 1-800-383-5854, 1-800-383-5854, or visit mbusa.net.
And now, the headlines. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, bank president predicts Y2K will not be a problem. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Oil companies are not concerned about Y2K. Blah, blah, blah.
Cut through the blah, blah with Individual.com, the free news service that lets you choose what's news, whether it's updates on your industry or your stocks. We'll bring you all the news you need and none of the news you don't.
Officials say the new ride, known as the apocalypse, is coming soon.
Individual.com, it's news to you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Quitting's such a huge step. I don't think I can do it.
Have you heard a smoker say that? Have you thought it? Well, with Nicoderm CQ, there is no one huge step. CQ has three steps, so you step down your dose gradually. That's the method doctors and pharmacists prefer. Nicoderm CQ, the power to calm, the power to comfort, the power to help you quit. Success improves with behavioral program. Results vary. Use as directed.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lins rien de Phil Hendry. Du contraire d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
Across America, welcome back to the Phil the Prophet Henry program. Good evening, I'm Phil the Prophet Henry. Our number 1-800-449-8686 as we battle the liberal tide in this country and try to bring America back to a common sense approach. And that's really what this show is all about, common sense. I'm neither liberal nor am I conservative. I am simply maybe a little something you haven't heard anything about. I'm a libertarian. I believe in a common sense approach to government. And there's not too many of us out there, but I am a libertarian, and I believe in a common sense approach to government, and some of my best friends are colored. 1-800-449-8686. I don't have any racism in me, so let's not go down that road, but the ragcaps that sued Boeing really ought to get a clue. By the way, news just in, this just in, students at the University of Texas A&M, in attempting to stack logs for a bonfire, some were injured and some were killed. When the logs collapsed, rumor is most of the students were colored. Let's go back to our Charlotte caller. Hello, you're on the air here on the Phil the Prophet Henry Show.
Yeah, what color were those students, Phil?
My understanding is they were colored.
They weren't colored.
And I can tell you something right now. There isn't a racist bone in my body, but I don't know what gets into a kid that he wants to walk into a blazing bonfire. Why is that? Can you explain that to how old are you?
I'm 38.
And your name's Larry?
No, I'm Charles.
It's Tom?
No, it's Charles.
Charles, I'm sorry?
It's not Steve or Lance or Biff.
It's Charles. Charles?
Yeah.
What possesses a student to, just because he's got a couple of beers in him, walk into a raging bonfire?
He's got to be Caucasian.
He's got to be white.
Colored people don't run into fires.
Let me ask you something, Charles. Can I call you Chuck?
No.
All right. What do you think of the rag caps that are suing Boeing?
You mean the dot people, right?
You got that, my friend.
Dot people are Indians.
If I may be so bold, my brother, you are absolutely correct, brother.
Oh, you're my brother now?
You know what I'm talking about, the Dune Goons. What do you think about them suing that whole thing?
Them people.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those were Muslims.
Come on, let's quit screwing around. What's your point?
Well,
you're dancing around it here.
They investigated their own crash.
They what?
If you're a libertarian, then you would understand that the government should handle their own business, right? They crashed in the ocean.
That's I'm a libertarian, Charles.
Huh?
I'm a libertarian. I
you
believe
really
in
are.
A common sense approach to talk radio.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something right now, my brother.
All right, tell me.
I don't want anybody calling me a racist.
Okay, how about
But you people really ought to get some jobs.
Can they call you a bigot?
You may not call me a bigot. There isn't a bigoted bone in my body. If it's colored, I love it. Put color on it.
You're loving color.
Put some color into it, and I love it.
Okay.
Slap a little color into that thing, and I love it.
How about neutral? Is neutral a color?
I don't know what you're getting at here, Charles, but I think you're screwing around and trying to make me look like a jerk.
I don't want you to look like a jerk.
But I'm going to tell you something right now.
Like I said, some of my best friends are white.
Some of my best friends are color.
Okay.
And you people really ought to get up off your butts and find work.
Oh, my God.
The sooner the better.
The work deal.
Yes, sir. All right? Okay.
Well, obviously.
Okay, bug off. How about that guy giving me a hard time? Chuck, get a job. That's what I got to say to you. All right, I want to shift gear. Wait a second. Charles, I got something for you. Charles?
What?
Got a little question for you, all right?
Okay, I might have an answer.
What we're going to do here now is shift gears. I'd like to find out your favorite turkey recipe for Thanksgiving.
I don't.
We're looking
turkey,
for your
man.
Favorite turkey. Beg your pardon?
I don't eat turkey.
You don't celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes, I do.
You do celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And what do you eat on Thanksgiving there, Chuck?
I eat chitlins.
You're eating chitlins?
Yes.
Yeah, you're colored, aren't you?
Yes, man.
Trying to get that, just want to make sure I got that.
Okay.
All right. Now that you know that you're colored, and I know that, and you know I'm not racist.
Okay.
You also know I'm a libertarian.
All right.
And that there isn't a racist bone in my body.
That's
Give me a little
true.
Chitlin recipe so we can kick off our Thanksgiving holiday festival.
Oh, man, it's not like I carry a chitlin recipe in my back pocket.
I thought
Come
you people
now.
Did. I thought your people did.
No.
I thought your people shuffled around with a recipe in your back pocket.
No.
You didn't.
No. You got that all wrong.
Let me ask you a question. Historically, in the 20th century, what year did the black man stop shuffling?
I think it was about 1920.
All right, you got it there. Thanks a lot, Charles, for playing I Love You, Colored Man.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. Welcome back here. This is, of course, the Phil the Prophet show. Phil the Prophet trying to keep the tide of liberalism back. And there isn't a racist bone in my body. You can't even begin to make that argument. But, of course, weak minds will. And people who do not have an ability to think logically will certainly go down that road. There isn't a racist bone in my body. God, I wish you ragcaps would do something other than own convenience stores. 1-800-449-8686. All right, we're going to shift gears, as I just did there with Charles. Is shifting gears just a little bit here. Your favorite turkey recipe. We're looking for your favorite Thanksgiving recipe. You know, the holidays are rapidly approaching. And I think that it would be an awful lot of fun to get your favorite turkey recipe. And also, I'd like to find out what your favorite part of the turkey is. And no pun intended, but I am a major dark meat fan. Now, I know an awful lot of you enjoy white meat. Many of you certainly enjoy the drumstick, and many of you certainly enjoy the Pope's nose, etc. But I got to tell you something, no pun intended, I am a major dark meat fan, and I love that portion of the turkey. So we're going to get some questions about turkey recipes, and we're also certainly going to have comments concerning your favorite recipes. The neck is especially tasty, and of course the neck is an especially tasty portion of, no pun intended, dark meat. Now, let's go to Orange. You're on the Phil the Prophet Show. Good evening.
Hello, yeah.
Good evening.
Well, you know, you're contradicting yourself. I accept it as a joke because I can't believe that anybody would say that on the air.
What is that, ma'am? You know something, one of the problems, of course, with a lot of people is they don't speak their mind. I speak my mind. And when a person speaks his mind, suddenly it's a, quote, joke, end quote, that people have the courage to speak out and say how they feel. And what is a joke about a man speaking his mind?
Because you're trying to say that you're friends with many black people, but yet you have
some
a
of my
with
deepest friends
people making more money than you. You know, Oprah Winfrey makes more money than you.
I've got a major problem with a black woman making more money than me. Certainly,
well,
any man would.
She does the same exact thing you do. Maybe you're not doing a good job at it.
What is your favorite part of the turkey?
What is my favorite part of the turkey?
Yes.
The breast. I love the breast.
Well, no pun intended. I love the dark meat.
Well, that's great that you love the dark meat, but I like the white meat.
All right. No pun intended.
Yes, pun intended.
Pun intended? You like white meat?
Yes.
Well, no pun intended. I really like that moist dark meat.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask you a question.
What?
Why do I have to like it when a black guy makes more money than me? And let me tell you something right now before you say I'm contradicting myself. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Why are you saying that?
Because it would just be like if I were to say, yeah, I love women. I love women. But I hate it that they make, I don't know, just you're contradicting yourself because you say
no,
you like colored
Wait
people.
A second. You want to go down. You want to play the race card.
You have a problem with them making more money than you.
You want to play the race card. That's
I'm
what
not
you're
playing the race card.
You're
I'm
playing the race card.
Classism card.
You're playing
you have a
the race card.
With rich people.
You got
and the problem that they have to be black just makes it look like you're stupider. Like, you know, a white man, he should be making a lot of money. How come you're not?
I don't know. I don't understand what your comment was, but you're spin doctoring me.
I'm not spin doctoring.
You're spin doctoring me.
How come you're not making a lot of money if you have such a problem with
I didn't say that I wasn't making a lot of money. I didn't say that I wasn't making a lot of money.
Go out and try to get Oprah Winfrey's job.
The last brother that called up, and I say that with all due respect because I happen to love the coloreds, the last brother that called said that Colin Powell made more money than me. I happen to know that Colin Powell makes $15,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you that I make more money than that. So I've got no problem with Colin Powell. I've got a problem with the constant grandstanding of the Reverend Jackson, who now, we see, is sticking...
And he also freed those people.
Freed those people. He is sticking his nose into school affairs of some young coloreds who got into a fist fight.
Nobody ever talks about those stolen soldiers in the most recent war that we just had.
What shade... Are you sound like a lighter shade of the colored?
No, I'm black as...
You're mocha.
Yeah.
Are you a mocha number?
Black. 100%. My family's from Jamaica. I'm Jamaican. I'm black.
All right.
And
well,
I don't
ask that.
I never eat chitlins.
What's your... Have you got a Thanksgiving? Do you like the white meat, though?
I like the white meat, and I like all the American pie stuff.
Yo mom.
What?
Yo mom. You know,
mom?
Did you hear that in Jamaica?
Yeah, it's not...
Ya man? Huh? That's some of the Jamaican talk. My wife and I were in Jamaica recently and enjoyed immensely staying at Sandals Retreat, or the resort there.
Yeah, I was in Jamaica recently, too, and I was in the back of my father's truck, and he drove me and my boyfriend around.
Do you know what we loved? You know what we loved about Sandals is the fact that there's a large electrified gate surrounding the hotel so none of the people can get in. And,
what people? What people are you talking about?
The people out there on the street.
There's
and
nothing wrong with those people. They
check this
about
out.
Me too. They were like aristocrat when I passed by, but they didn't bother me. That those are the
check this
that
out. Did you hear the? I'll bet you heard this phrase, "Jamaica me crazy, you beautiful colored lady." I bet you heard that phrase quite a bit in Jamaica.
No,
because
I heard aristocrat American speaker. Get the hell out of America. Get the hell out of my.
Isn't it a great country?
Yeah.
And we enjoy it so very, very deeply.
Whatever.
I have a great many of my friends are dark, and no pun intended on Thanksgiving. What? I like the dark meat.
Whatever.
Isn't that right?
I don't like chitlins, and all black people don't eat fried chicken and watermelon.
Well, I don't know what point. I don't know what point you were trying to make.
I'm trying to make.
But did you hear this?
You're like, yeah, chitlins. Blah,
when you
blah,
were in
blah.
Jamaica, did you ever hear the phrase "jerk me"? I'm sure you did. I'm certainly sure that you did. She hangs up the phone because she's got no guts, and the Phil the Prophet Show proves once again that intelligence and clear thought wins out as she hangs up the phone. This is what Reverend Jackson has started with these people calling and talking about Jamaica and hanging up a phone. Why it is we have to suffer this insanity is beyond me. Atlanta, hi, you're on the Phil the Prophet program. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I had to call and talk to your screener to make sure you were for real.
Sir?
I'm a Tennessee redneck.
I beg pardon?
Beer in the most racist part of the state of Tennessee, the Squatchy Valley.
The Squatchy Valley?
You put those boys to shame.
Well, sir, I don't know what you're talking. You said that you're in what valley?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. What valley
okay.
are you? What
I
valley
are you? I think you're a moron. I'm a southern white Protestant male. And I asked you.
Good for you.
I wanted to make sure you do not live in the southern United States.
Sir, I happen to live.
You need to move.
Sir, I live in Los Angeles, California. I live in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, and well, I'm from the most conservative part of the country. I'm conservative to the bone.
Well, sir, you're conservative, I don't see why do you got a problem with me?
I got black friends, Arab friends, or anybody else. I don't.
Thanks for the call, Goober.
But you know what?
But listen.
You're a moron.
I'm a moron. You're a conservative. I'm a conservative. You and I think the same way.
Oh, man.
You and I think that,
no,
listen, there's not a racist.
How long did you serve in the military, bud?
There's not a racist bone in my body.
How long did you serve in the military?
How long did I serve in the military?
Sure.
I had a medical deferment, but I would have loved to have served it.
Because if you'd ever served, you'd have learned a long time ago, your buddies are your buddies. It don't matter what color they are.
Listen, pal, I love all people. I think you missed it. I just have a problem with a black guy getting a discount. Okay? Hello? Well, we were going to have that was one of the most intelligent calls. And yet, even he hung up on me. Even that guy in Atlanta hung up on me. No guts. No guts at all. Wow! What a night. This is Phil the Prophet, the Phil the Prophet Heavy Show right here at 1-800-449-8686. We are getting it said. We've got a lot on our plate. We got a lot on the table. We've got a lot that's spilling onto the floor. This is the Phil the Prophet Henry Show. This is Phil the Prophet Henry. Good evening. Welcome back to our program, Man the Fats in the Fire. We have been talking to a lot of liberals tonight. We're straightening out a few liberals tonight. 1-800-449-8686. Thank you for so very, very deeply for listening. We are looking and we are straightening out a lot of liberals tonight. They're calling in. They think they've got the answers. Well, they get on for a few seconds with Phil the Prophet, and friend, let me tell you what, they don't know what hit them. And that's why tonight we're doing something a little bit special in keeping with trying to get these liberals out of Washington. That's why this evening we're taking your favorite recipes for Thanksgiving. Give us a call. No pun intended. I love that dark meat. Jesus, is it good? Atlanta, hi, you're on the Phil the Prophet Show. Good evening.
How you doing?
Very good, sir.
You got some dark meat in your mouth.
Let me tell you, what does that mean?
That means
whoa.
You're full of it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Woo. Hold on, my friend.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm full of it?
Because you're just stoking the race fire.
What are you talking about? Some of my best
in the United States with all these hate groups.
Did you hear me when I said that some of my best friends are dark?
No. Why can't they just be your friends?
They are my friends, and they happen to be dark. They just happen to
friends. You would just refer to them as your friends.
Because I'm always getting this racism thing thrown at me. I'm always
because you're stoking the racism.
What am I doing? What am I doing?
You're talking about black camel jockeys.
No. Wait a second. This is what I'm saying. See, you're buying into
it.
You're buying into it. I didn't say that. I said this whole series. Look at that.
It's like
that,
you're using it for shock radio.
No, sir. That lawsuit of the Egyptian Flight 990.
And they have a right to make a lawsuit.
Oh, here we go. What is it with the rag caps? Can't they hold off? Can't they hold off?
You sound like you got a little black in you.
I got a little black in me.
Yeah, so you need to sit down and pull it out.
I got to sit down and pull that little black out of me?
the big black Mississippi.
Is it me, or does the dark meat have the most flavor, yes or no?
The flavor is speaking of what?
I don't think I'm stuttering, sir. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking of food?
I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm talking about Thanksgiving. Yeah, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Well, what do you think? No pun intended. Do you like the white meat?
I like all meat.
No pun intended.
I like all meat because for the simple fact...
Well, I want you to say this for me then, okay, if you would, my friend?
Okay.
Just say, no pun intended, I like all meat.
No pun intended, I like all meat.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, you're full of it.
Full of what?
And it sounds like you have some dark meat in your mouth.
Well, you're talking about Thanksgiving, or are you talking about what?
In general.
In general, sir?
Because you're full of it.
I mean, oh, you liberals are all the same.
I refer to you as toilet paper.
You liberals are all the same. You know that?
You sound like, I'll refer to you as Phil Henry instead of the prophet. Phil Henry the toilet paper.
The toilet paper.
Yeah, because you
Is that supposed
like
to hurt my feelings?
No.
Is that
you're
supposed
hurting
to...
other people's feelings.
I'm not hurting anyone's feelings. I'm
yes,
here trying
are.
To straighten
Come
America out. I'm a libertarian. Some of my best friends are Native American.
I mean,
what more do you want to hear?
I want to hear you apologize.
Apologize for what did I do?
For some of the things that you're talking
what
about.
What am I talking about? I said there's not a racist bone in my body.
Well, to say that you don't have a racist bone in your body.
I do not.
Because as far as I'm concerned, everybody on God's green earth, regardless of what color you are, has some racism in them. And some people choose to exercise it and others don't.
Answer me this. How do blind people know when they're done wiping?
Because they listen to your show.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
Just crap on the radio.
That's all I needed to know, my friend. That's all I needed to know. There you go, right there. Another liberal bites the dust here on Phil the Prophet. Let's go over to Forest Park. Hi, you're on the air. Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening, ma'am. Welcome to Phil the Prophet.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, I wanted to make sure that you were, in fact, colorblind.
You wanted to make sure, in fact, that some of my best friends are colored?
No, sir. I wanted to make sure that you yourself were, in fact, colorblind.
Well, I said it. What more do you need?
Okay. I'm just curious, because if you are colorblind...
I asked the question
then
the other
how
gentleman...
How do you know that Jesse Jackson is a black man?
If I'm colorblind, how do I know Jesse Jackson is a black man?
Yes, sir.
Very simply, my dear. You know, being colorblind doesn't necessarily eradicate your vision of color. You want to know why?
Okay, but what
you
want to
know? I'll tell you why. Because he talks funny.
You weren't saying that you were colorblind.
He talks funny.
On a physical.
I am colorblind.
I'm not saying that you're colorblind based on an actual physical colorblindness.
I'm colorblind.
Okay. Well.
You said, how do I know Jesse Jackson's black?
If you're colorblind, then you can see shades of light and dark.
No, I'm saying I know Jesse Jackson is black because he talks funny.
Oh, so you think that he's black because he talks funny.
He talks funny, and that's how I know he's black. Now, the last gentleman would not answer. Answer me this question, dear. How do you tell the difference between a kidney bean and a lima bean? Come on.
I don't know. How do you tell the difference?
Oh, my God. All these liberals are calling in telling me how it is, and they don't know the difference between a kidney bean and a lima bean.
Well, I don't eat either one, so I probably wouldn't be a fair person to ask that
question. Let me tell you how you tell the difference, dear. The color.
Well,
the color.
Eat one, so if I saw them, I probably wouldn't know what they were.
And how about that black-eyed pea? The color.
What?
That's what I'm talking about, dear, and that's why all of us have got to get together and make this a color-free country and a color-blind country.
But
and I asked the other gentleman...
We can't make it a color-free country and a color-blind country when we've got people like you...
People like me? I'm trying to speak the truth out here.
Who claims to be colorblind on one hand...
How does a blind man know he's done wiping? Nobody can answer that question. It really disturbs me. Well, I'm bothered by that. It bugs me.